is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new development in the conflict in Gaza. Israel says its troops have entered the Al-Shifa hospital complex to carry out targeted raids against Hamas. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The fighting is so intense, many hospital staff and patients are trapped.
We want there to be safe evacuation for patients at hospitals so they can get out of harm's way.
The State Department's Matthew Miller.
We would support an independent third party or respected third party to conduct those evacuations. We know the government of Israel would support such a step as well. The question is, will Hamas allow patients to be evacuated from hospitals, or will they continue to use them as human shields?
In the meantime, the first trucks to deliver fuel to Gaza since the Israeli siege have begun trickling in.
Lawmakers in Washington are moving toward full passage of a stopgap funding bill to keep government offices up and running past Friday. The House approved it yesterday. The Senate is expected to vote today. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Senate Leader McConnell and I will figure out the best way to get this done quickly. Neither McConnell nor I want to shut down.
There's lots of speculation about West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin now that he's announced he won't run for re-election. He sat down with CBS's Nora O'Donnell for his first interview since he made his decision.
Senator, the big question everyone's asking is, will you run for president?
It's not about me. It's not about the next election. I keep telling people this is a movement.
Are you thinking about running for president?
I don't know what the future lies. I know that we can't continue the direction we're going.
Eight teenagers in Las Vegas have been charged with murder in the beating death of a 17-year-old student in a back alley near Rancho High School. Police say the fight began over stolen headphones. The victim's father, Jonathan Lewis Sr., spoke with CBS News Radio just before the students were arrested.
These kids being thrown in prison is just not enough justice. It's time for people to love one another and care for one another in the society. Otherwise, the kids are just going to keep being messed up.
Federal officials are investigating after a charter bus filled with high school students rear-ended a semi-truck in eastern Ohio, killing six people, among them three students. The NTSB's Jennifer Homendy.
We have heard conflicting information about the sequence of events. So that's something we'll have to determine. But we do know that at least five vehicles were involved.
S&P futures up 17. Noah, you might soon. A new analysis finds Noah is the most popular name for baby boys this year. For girls, Olivia is still number one. Dow futures up 97. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
In business,
your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just...
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks take on the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Tip-off time at 6:30. Milwaukee without forward Jay Crowder the next 8 weeks. He underwent surgery yesterday for a groin injury. The Badgers men's basketball team losing on the road to Providence, 72-59. They're home Friday night at the Kohl Center against Robert Morris. NFL, the Packers back at practice. They host the Chargers Sunday at noon. College football, the Badgers take on Nebraska Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-5. Luke Fickell making reference to a blockbuster movie from the 90s.
For our guys in particular is how do we move forward and how do we move on? And can you, we don't have the old Men in Black little
thing that we kind of zap and everybody could forget about it and continue to move forward. So it's a real challenge for your mind and the things that that you allow to creep in, because that ultimately will continue to hold us back.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north, switching to the south this afternoon at around 5 to 10. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, 62. Then by Friday, it'll be sunny with a high of only 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. UK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 15th. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network or on the Civic Media app or by podcast or social media. Nice to have you here. Up on the lake, a little place we call Wiscommon Sense, where we're going to unpack the news for you in just a bit. Here's some of what's on tap for this Wednesday morning. President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act does more than anything previously enacted to take seriously our changing climate and improving our energy efficiency. And this week, we're going to talk with Jennifer Gietrich from Wisconsin Conservation Voters, how they are now engaged in public outreach to let you know about the ways you can get some serious financial help to improve the energy efficiency in your own little corner of the planet. Then in our second hour, we're going to introduce a new weekly segment called Homeroom, named for that first daily gathering at school that got us started with announcements and a little camaraderie. We'll use that segment to update current trends in Wisconsin schools, new stories about education, profiles of people going above and beyond to teach our kids. And this week, this is the time to think about running for your local school board. So we'll have a guest talking about that. And there are these new state-issued report cards on school districts and on schools, how they measure up to certain standards. But we think it's fair to ask, how can we expect our schools to get an A in achievement when the legislature gets an F in how they fund it? That's all coming up in our second hour. We'll also get our weatherology forecast from meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. And along the way, we invite your comments at 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can call it. You can text it. You can use the app. You can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com, or comment on Facebook. Our live video feed of this radio show can be found on several pages there. Let's check the 6 o'clock temperatures, and there's going to be a big difference depending on whether you're in the northern or southern parts of the state. Because remember yesterday, some places had a cloud deck and they were in the 50s and others were in the 30s. Things are a much more even keeled this morning. So a lot cooler or a little bit warmer depending on where you are. Here on Lake Wissota, it's 45 degrees right now. Hayward's at 33, Park Falls 35. Wausau sits at 41 degrees. Green Bay is at 46. Folks listening to Oshkosh Air Support, you're at 46 degrees. The listeners of the Eagle in La Crosse, you're at 46. Wisconsin Rapids, 44. Madison, 46. And in Waukesha, it is 45 degrees, where we find one Greg Bach, who is not just a board operator, not just a raconteur, but he's also apparently a big-time bingo host, I learned already today. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. So do you do this once a month, this bingo that you help out with?
Yeah.
I know some places have, up here we have a couple of bars that do bingo every week, but yours is a little bit, the one you go to is more of a monthly affair.
Yeah, this is once a month at Lakefront Brewery here in Milwaukee. And it is hosted by Esther Flones, who is a local drag queen, We do the show once a month, and it's a real fun time. It's free. Come on out. And so Esther is the thing you're seeing. She is the person you're there for. I'm there to help out with some jokes, read off card numbers, hand out prizes, and just be as magnanimous as possible while not taking away from Miss Flonase.
Well, you got this. I mean, magnanimous is like might actually be your middle name. I don't know your middle initial, but I wouldn't be surprised if magnanimous was on there. So. And so you do that well into the night. You're here at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Well before 6 a.m. So we're very grateful.
I appreciate. Well, I appreciate being here. Thank you, sir.
I will try not to put you asleep during the show here. Let's start with telling you what's in the Up North News daily newsletter. You can sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. It includes, for folks thinking still about how to get rid of all the leaves that have fallen so far, the do's and don'ts of leaf burning, depending on what community you're in. There's also my story on how the issue of affordable housing has received some bipartisan attention in the legislature. And bipartisan legislation is going to be our theme when we start unpacking the news here in just a minute or two. On the website, you can see a story about how a government shutdown would affect you, even though it looks a little less likely today than it did yesterday. And on social media, you'll see some body camera footage of deputies from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office working together to cut free a large buck that got himself caught in barbed wire a couple of days earlier. The officers used bolt cutters and a reciprocating saw to free the buck. And so you can see that. Go to Up North News WI on Facebook and other social media and look for that there. All right, let's unpack the news now. 844-967-2789 is the number to call if you'd like to comment on that at all. Those of you listening on the Shaw, who might be driving into downtown Milwaukee this morning, will notice a new billboard put up on Interstate 794 at 6th Street. It's a post that's put up by the Democratic National Committee because today marks the 2-year anniversary of the signing of the bipartisan infrastructure law. It's 14 feet high, 48 feet wide. The left half shows Donald Trump and reminds everyone of the running joke that Infrastructure Week was coming any time now, or it wasn't, and it didn't. And then on the right half is the message Joe Biden got infrastructure done for Wisconsin. Personal aside here, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. One of the great mysteries about Donald Trump, why he never took Infrastructure Week seriously. It would have been such a winner for him after promising it. But you really see that, unfortunately, Republican politicians, not the voters, but politicians are too far gone to admit that there's actually good ways to spend tax dollars on things like roads and bridges and faster internet. And I, again, point to the example of Republican Governor Tommy Thompson and the rest who got Highway 29 expanded to 4 lanes all the way across Wisconsin. If Donald Trump had done anything close to that, he would have won another term. But it's Joe Biden and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act that got things done. And they list in a White House fact sheet what's been done so far in the state. In general, about $5.5 billion has been announced to at least 327 specific projects that have been enumerated. It covers all of the following: roads, bridges, public transit, clean buses, ports, airports, high-speed internet to rural communities, safe drinking water, electric vehicle charging stations, making the electric grid stronger, getting started on projects that mitigate the damage done by stronger storms because of a changing climate, and cleanup of long-term industrial pollution. These are the kinds of things people have been saying for years. Why doesn't somebody take this seriously? Why doesn't somebody do something about this? When will we have a Congress and a president that takes these kinds of local matters seriously? And it finally happened in the first half of Biden's first term. It's about getting the work done. And while no Wisconsin Republicans voted for it, the bipartisan infrastructure law showed how members of both parties cared enough about investing in these kinds of things rather than more tax breaks for Wall Street. So again, a happy 2-year anniversary to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Just down the road from that billboard, you'll find our next stop as we continue unpacking the news for this Wednesday. American Family Field down the road there in Milwaukee isn't that different from other infrastructures and structures that need to be maintained or they start to degrade. And while there is a fair debate always to be had about sports teams and government spending on stadiums, the headline today is that legislators from both parties voted yesterday to advance a renovations bill, and Governor Tony Evers says he will sign it. You'll recall that at about this time yesterday, we weren't really sure whether there would be the 17 votes needed for the state Senate to approve a plan. As it turns out, there were 19 votes for it and 14 against, with members of both parties on either side of that vote. And in a very heartfelt way, I hasten to add, the Senate bill reduces the state contribution a little bit. It increases the Brewers' contribution a little bit. It includes some new ticket surcharges. And because all of those changes were done after the Assembly had passed the bill, then the bill had to go back to the Assembly for them to sign off on it, and they did so right away. And Governor Evers immediately put out a statement promising to sign it. It wasn't the only example yesterday of legislators breaking across party lines on a major bill. Both the Senate and Assembly moved quickly yesterday to give final approval to a massive overhaul of liquor laws in Wisconsin, a package that's been years in the making to replace antiquated rules from shortly after the end of Prohibition. And while there were a lot of winners in this update of liquor laws, there was one loser. Whether it was a big loss or a setback is a matter of who you talk to. Because you see, breweries and distillers, distributors, bars, liquor retailers, they've all been around forever. Wedding barns? Far less so. And their lack of clout was on display during yesterday's debate as some of their supporters railed against the power of the Wisconsin Tavern League. Because under these new rules, these kinds of one-day venues will probably now have to get a license. And it's no longer a case of, well, we're just a barn, so you bring whatever liquor you want. Now it'll likely require a license, and they'd be limited to operating no more than 6 days per year and no more than once a month. Pardon my cynicism, but you know, banquet halls and other traditional venues, they're probably not seeing as many big weddings as they used to for a host of reasons. And many people are choosing these new and picturesque venues. You know, one of my daughters was married in a lovely old barn. But whether these new restrictions are going to reverse that trend and push more things back into the old bars and banquet halls, well, that's a trend that we're going to have to watch. Because again, some people say these wedding barns will be fine. They'll find ways around it. Others are saying that you've really provided a death sentence to these types of small businesses. And so I'm sure we'll hear much more reaction in the coming days. And one last note, in Washington, the House voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to prevent a government shutdown after new Republican Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard right conservatives revolted against his plan. Johnson's proposal to temporarily fund the government into the new year passed on a large bipartisan tally, but 93 Republicans voted against it, including Wisconsin Republicans Tom Tiffany and Mike Gallagher. The measure also prevents the expiration of the farm bill. Instead, the current programs will stay in place through next September if this all goes through the Senate and to the president by the end of this week. We'll pause here, and when we come back, visit with Sherita Booker, who has some of the most widely read, most clicked on stories that you find on our social media pages. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Wednesday morning, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is Petula Clark, and we'll tell you why later this hour.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've
and now on this Wednesday morning, we're going to talk to Sherita Booker, our social media manager at UpNorth News. We talk about the website all the time, upnorthnewswi.com, but obviously UpNorth News has presence on all the social media platforms. Sherita puts a lot of stories there. Some of it are original reporting. Some of it other stories that we see around Wisconsin or about Wisconsin that we share with you. Sherita, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, we've talked about this one story as we each week with Sherita, we review some of the most popular, most clicked, most read stories. And so this one had just been newly posted. It caught my eye. And I recall sharing it mostly because of, well, I'll let you get to it about this post about toilet paper. Tell us about the post and the reaction.
So the post is, did you know Green Bay is the toilet paper capital of the world? So Northern Paper Mills is the world's largest toilet paper producer under the name Northern Tissue. Back in the day, believe it or not, toilet paper was made primarily from wood chips. Ouch. So imagine that, leaving small fragments when mm-hmm. you're walking.
Yeah.
They developed a method that made toilet paper actually more soft and splinter free. So that breakthrough was so significant that they started using the slogan splinter free toilet paper. And that post had, yes, that post had more than 150 shares, and C.A. Smolinski said, no wonder everyone was so cranky decades ago.
It sounds about right. Splinter-free toilet paper. You know, we look back at that and laugh. I mean, someday, you know, 100 years from now, somebody will look back at us and laugh about something. But I can't even imagine. And what I'll just say what I said last week when I first saw this story. It takes you down a Wikipedia rabbit hole about toilet paper that we're not going to share on early morning radio. You go be entertained at some other point, but I'm glad our post was a nice jumping off point for that. Another popular post dealt with wildlife in Wisconsin, not your typical Wisconsin wildlife, at a beach in South Milwaukee. Tell us about that.
So the South Milwaukee Police Department got a phone call about an alligator at Lake Michigan Beach in Grant Park. So that alligator was sent to Mattock and is now safe, but officers have no idea where it came from. I would imagine somebody had it as a pet, maybe, and kind of let it go. Otherwise, how else is it there?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. There's no way you're getting there otherwise. And it's about as long as your arm, you know, rather skinny. It's, you know, it just kind of looks like a baby alligator, but you don't want any kind of an alligator in your neighborhood or at the beach. And I'm sure that got a lot of great comments too.
Yeah. Pat Lowell commented and said, hitched a ride with some flamingos, obviously.
That's right. We had the flamingos in what, Port Washington for a while or wherever. So, man, we are just a destination here, aren't we?
I know, right? Everybody loves us.
Well, look, and then from a serious standpoint like that, and Gloria Simon puts this down, it's cruel to dump a reptile like that. They could have surrendered it to a shelter, and then they would get it to, you know, to the proper people who would take care of it. And yeah, if you're going to have exotic animals, and maybe you should rethink that, but if you do, don't just release them. I mean, that's cruel to them as well as a potential hazard to the rest of us, right?
Yeah. Who wants to stumble upon an alligator at the beach?
No, really don't. And so, all right, we'll close as we so often do when you look at our most popular posts. You got to be talking food. And so, once again, a story that you see in our newsletter, and then we share it on social media. Love these fill in the blanks. What do you got this time?
So we did a blank is Wisconsin's most iconic food. And we had more than 100 comments on that. I saw a lot of comments saying brats and cheese curds and deep fried cheese curds, of course. But we also got other answers like ham and rolls, Friday fish fry, cranberries and Kringles, like all types of stuff. Pat, what would you go for?
I'm going to go with what Cindy put down here. Brandy old fashioned. Because, I mean, it's got cherries and it's got an orange in there. So that's kind of an iconic food. No, I'm just kidding. Because then you got to go with, you know, the big old garnish for the Bloody Marys as well. So, no, if we get it back to traditional food, I would actually go with the cheese curds because you might be tempted to go with a brat, but you actually can get bratwurst in plenty of other places. But there's nobody that serves up cheese curds the way that you do in Wisconsin. That's pretty iconic, I think.
Agreed. I would go with cheese curds and deep fried cheese curds for sure. Mm-hmm. Nobody has that squeaky cheese like we do here in Wisconsin. Yeah.
No, they do not. So you can look for that post and much more on all of the Up North News social media feeds. And we really appreciate Sherita Booker putting those together for us. Thanks, Sherita. Have a great day.
You too, Pat.
And now coming up at 6:26, let's unpack some more of the headlines. There were two different instances yesterday of politicians acting like children. The degree of whatever you want to call it, toxic masculinity, is just ridiculous in today's political right these days. First off, you had deposed House Speaker Kevin McCarthy either elbowing or kidney punching a fellow Republican as he was being interviewed by a radio reporter. And some audio catches their exchange afterwards as the one chased the other down and they took turns calling each other pathetic. It was, again, just par for the course, unfortunately, in the House these days. Then on the Senate side, there's this lummox from Oklahoma who fancies himself an MMA fighter more than a United States senator, who once again tried to bully a witness in committee because he's done this shtick a couple of times before, trying to be the tough guy, not just the U.S. senator. But this time, he took it a step further, actually challenging the witness, who was the national head of the Teamsters Union, to a fist fight right there in the hearing room. And the distinguished lunkhead from Oklahoma stood up before committee chair Bernie Sanders told him to sit down and reminded him he's a senator and to act accordingly. But of course, the walking roid rage from Oklahoma later went on right-wing cable TV and said, we ought to bring back duels and other fights between politicians. Because sadly, that's where we are in America now. And I'm not putting all the blame on violence in media or wrestling, but I've just noticed this arc, it seems. When you look at professional wrestling, it was once on Sunday mornings. And in hindsight, it was almost adorable with its kind of cartoon level of violence where you stomp the mat with your foot as you put your opponent in a headlock. But then we started hitting people with folding chairs. We ratcheted up the costumes and the music, the production level. Everything has to be a production these days. You get the crowds whipped up into Jerry Springer-like ridiculousness. And now we have a depressingly large chunk of Americans who think this kind of show business violence should be seen among our elected leaders. And I understand that we often compare politics to a circus, but from time to time we're reminded that this is serious business running a country, trying to keep our nation safe and free and civil. There's actual work to be done, but it's getting harder and harder to do it when some of the clowns escape one circus and infect the other. After a brief pause, we're going to talk to Melissa Baldoff. We visit with her every Wednesday for our climate check. And this time around, we'll let you know how there can be money put back in your pocket for making a little investment in your home or your vehicle or other ways to be more energy efficient. That's coming up in just a bit. This is Up North News Radio for a Wednesday.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israel is carrying out a targeted operation against Hamas inside Gaza's largest hospital, the IDF's Daniel Hagari.
The IDF has facilitated wide-scale evacuation of the hospital, and maintained regular dialogue with hospital authorities.
Lawmakers in the House have approved a stopgap funding bill to avoid a government shutdown.
On this vote, the yeas are 336, the nays are 95.
The Senate is expected to take up the measure today. Ever since he announced he won't run for re-election, speculation's been rampant. West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin will run for president as an independent. He sat down with CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
People feel politically homeless.
I feel politically homeless.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
He would not confirm a run for the White House. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Republican voting rules are one step closer to becoming constitutional amendments. One of the proposed amendments, passed by the state Senate Tuesday, would require voters to show a photo ID issued by the state of Wisconsin. Another would require voters in Wisconsin to be U.S. citizens. A third would ban local governments and elections officials from using private donations to pay for their work. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest accountability report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction. 378 public school districts were evaluated, and 94% of them met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. DPI says achievement improved from last year to this year, though for many schools and districts, this year's performance is lower than before the pandemic. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north, switching to the south this afternoon at around 5 to 10. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, 62. Then by Friday, it'll be sunny with a high of only 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
93.5 The Tap, The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
K.
It's electric!
I know.
for our weekly climate check, and truly a news you can use type of climate check this week with Melissa Galba. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thanks. We have talked about the Inflation Reduction Act plenty of times, and President Biden's investment into clean energy as a way to address the climate crisis. But it's always nice when we can bring a friend along, and we definitely have one from Wisconsin Conservation Voters. So, Melissa, I'll let you introduce our guest, and then how we're going to put the Inflation Reduction Act to use right in people's homes.
Yeah, thank you. So excited today that we have joining us Jennifer G. Grinch with Wisconsin Conservation Voters. And, you know, a lot of folks, I'm sure, have heard of WCV and the great work they do around the state. You know, they have a long track record of advocacy on climate and clean energy issues, and they've really been at the forefront of helping to communicate with Wisconsinites about the benefits of, you know, this transition to a clean energy economy. So that's when we're, one of the things we're excited to talk about today is how this historic investment under the Inflation Reduction Act and other federal legislation we've seen is going to actually translate into more money in people's pockets and ways that they can, you know, be in charge of their own energy future and make a difference in their own community. So really excited to have Jen with us to talk a little bit more about some of the work they're doing.
And Jen's one of those folks who look at, you meet all kinds of lobbyists and activists and all kinds of folks at the Capitol. And Jen's one of those you liked when she came into your office. You're going to learn something, and you're going to learn something positive. And Jen, it's so nice to see you again on the outside of the building this time in my case, but thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be so much fun.
Well, especially since we're taking it to the home level. It's not like we're talking about, you know, a trout stream someplace or all of the other many things that Wisconsin Conservation Voters does on the outside. But we're just going to keep this right in people's home bubbles and talk about ways that they can make a difference. So I have to say, starting with the Inflation Reduction Act and the things that were in there, I mean, what was your overall impression when it first passed?
Well, I think when Biden's Affordable Clean Energy Plan was passed, we were very excited. This, as you both have said, I think, was historic, not only for just the sheer amount of money going towards some really amazing programs, but just how ambitious the vision was. It is, how do we protect the environment, protect our health? How do we put people to work into, you know, the next generation of good paying jobs? How do we reimagine our communities in ways that works for everybody? I mean, it was just truly an exciting plan. And I think what's really cool about it, what we're going to talk about today, is that there were solutions there for big businesses and manufacturers. There were solutions there for local government and state government and tribal governments. There was, you know, incentives in there for school districts, but there are also incentives for everyday people like us. So consumers, people who get an energy bill. So there are ways, no matter who you are or how you show up in our society, you've got a way to be a part of the solution. And so it was just, I mean, as we've said, it was historic. And now we get to actually start to see pieces of this rolling out, which is really fun.
Yeah, we get to see some of the real nuts and bolts of how this is going to work. Now, I think a lot of people might first think of electric vehicles, and electric vehicles are covered in this as well, but there's so much more that you can do around the home. And so let me come at it from a past program, one called Focus on Energy, that I think a lot of people heard of, that again, if you're replacing an appliance with something that's more energy efficient, you might get kind of a rebate on that. Is this the kind of thing we're talking about, and is it on par with it? Is it a lot more generous than that program was?
Yeah, so Focus on Energy was a really great state program that Wisconsin kind of pioneered. We have one of the best in the country. And what the Biden's Affordable Clean Energy Plan does is kind of build on that model for the rest of the country. So one of the things, you know, you mentioned electric vehicles. What this program will do is actually roll out all kinds of incentives. It's for putting solar panels on your roof. It can be for weatherizing your home. It can be for getting new electric appliances into your home. It can be making sure that you're upgrading all your appliances. So there's all kinds of things. So this is federal money that's available. What the Focus on Energy program does, kind of, they're working together. Right now, there are some very specific money that's available right now. The Focus on Energy, that's the state program, is a really good resource for where to find those products or where to find those contractors here in Wisconsin. You can go to the Focus on Energy website, and then they will help you find those contractors who can do this work for you.
This is really exciting because, you know, when people hear, I think so often, the investment and the IRA, you know, they hear these, you know, it's tens of billions of dollars. And in a lot of ways, that just doesn't sound real because, you know, it's like, well, how is this going to help me in my household? Or like, how does this translate to something that's going to make an impact in my community? So, you know, I saw one of the things that you guys have on your website that I thought was really cool is this calculator that helps people find out the savings that are available to them. So, you know, what, I guess, for somebody who's looking to get more information and try to find out what they're eligible for, you know, what should they be doing and how should they go about learning what's possible?
Yeah. So there's two things that I would recommend. Number one, on our website, www.conservationvoters.org, on our main page, you'll see a link to this program. And we are partnering with an organization called Rewiring America. They have put together a calculator that if you put in your household income and whether or not you're a homeowner or a renter, it will pull up for you every single tax incentive and rebate that you are eligible for and how much. So it'll give you the full laundry list. You can look at it and decide what makes the most sense for you. The other thing that you can do once you kind of have that list and have an idea of what you personally are eligible for, we recommend going to the Focus on Energy site, because the other thing that you might want to do, particularly as a homeowner, is to get an energy audit. So one of the things that you are eligible for is to get a tax credit on doing an energy audit. And what an energy audit is they come to your home and they look at everything you currently have and tell you what would be your biggest bang for buck in terms of investments in your home. And so you can pair that list of from the Rewiring America calculator, what you're eligible for versus what they say would be the best investments for you to make. And then boom, there's your to-do list and there's your priority list. And the nice thing about all of these benefits is that they are good until 2032. So you can go year by year, what's your plan for saving money and improving the environment with your investment? So those two things together are really what going to help you make sure you're taking the best advantage of this program as you can.
Now, I heard you say homeowners and renters. What's available for renters to be part of this program?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that are going to be available. So some of this is rolling out. We're going to see more things in 2024. Right now, there's a lot of incentives for landlords to make all these updates to their buildings. So one of the things as a renter is, hey, contact your landowner, making sure they are making investments in your building, in your living space, because ultimately that'll make your living environment healthier, but also probably save you money on your electric bills. And the second thing you can do as a Wisconsin ratepayer is Focus on Energy has really cool, once a year, you can get free kind of energy savings packs sent to your home. So it's everything from light bulbs to weatherization for your windows or doors. So you can take advantage of those programs and make sure that you can do those things.
Maybe put up like a high efficiency shower head or some of those aerators on your faucets. I mean, there's just little things that everybody can do.
Yep.
And, you know, what has been the, you know, the reception from folks around the state as you're talking about this? Because I, you know, would imagine it's, you know, it almost seems like too good to be true, but here it is. And we actually have this investment that's available to people.
Yeah, so we're having a lot of one-on-one conversations with folks. And what we are finding is that, one, a lot of people don't know about this. So this is the first thing. It's just making sure that people are aware of all these benefits that are directly available to them. But we're finding as soon as people find out about it, they're super excited about it. And the thing that is really great is, again, you can look at the list and decide for yourself what are the things you would be most excited to do or you think you would most benefit from. And so once people find out about it, no matter, and it's one of those great things, you're saving money. Who doesn't, who doesn't love that? But then it's also, you know, when it comes to especially Wisconsin, as we are transitioning into the coldest part of the year, people are really paying attention to their heating bills and their electric bills. And so knowing that you can take advantage of these programs to not only save you money, but also to make when you are enclosed in your house for long periods of time, making sure the air you're breathing in the spaces is healthier is also a really important advantage for folks.
So there are these three main areas. We spent a lot of the segment on energy efficiency. There's also the electric vehicles, and that would include up to $7,500 tax credits for new models, $4,000 for used. And then there's clean energy, a 30% tax credit if you're thinking about solar or heat pumps or battery storage or things like that. So there's again, just a myriad ways that you can look and say, this is where we can make a difference at home, right?
Yep. And I think that what's really exciting is that so much of like the clean energy future, we think about the really big installations, but like you could put this on your own roof and then you control your own energy destiny. And I think knowing that that's available to people in a real tangible way is also an exciting part of thinking about how do we move everybody in our economy into the fossil fuel future we need to be in.
If you could give one more plug, Jen, on where folks can get this information, because this is it's a lot to, to have in your brain. And it's just great to be able to take a look at what's out there and let folks know how they can get connected to these resources.
Yeah. So the best place to check out, we have a bunch of different tools and resources and this great calculator from Rewiring America on our website at conservationvoters.org. And then if you want to see additional things that the state of Wisconsin is doing, you should also check out the Focus on Energy website.
And Jen, the group, the Wisconsin Conservation Voters, does so much more, and we really need to have you back to talk about clean water issues as well, especially PFAS. You've not been bored during this legislative session trying to make sure that our leaders are keeping their eye on the ball in many different ways.
Yeah, so we're really excited. There is some, I think, maybe not today, but we are expecting some really great clean energy legislation to be introduced shortly that we'd love to come back and talk to you about. And then there are some really great programs for rural well owners that I think will pass today. So there is some small good progress in the legislature.
All right, Jen, thanks so much. It was good to talk to you. Melissa, thank you so much for bringing Jen by. A lot of good things that people can keep in mind and learn more about at conservationvoters.org. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Again, always nice to visit with Jen Geetrich from Conservation Voters. Quick couple of sports headlines for you. The Badger men's basketball team lost at Providence last night, 72-59. Their next game will be Friday at the Kohl Center, 6 o'clock tip-off with Robert Morris, and you can catch Badger men's basketball games on locally grown radio in the Wisconsin Rapids. News from the center in Richland Center and WLAK Lake Air in Amory. The Milwaukee Bucks play tonight in Toronto and then Friday at Charlotte. Saturday, they're at home against Dallas. You can catch the Bucks on News from the Center in Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine, 98Q Country in Park Falls, and locally grown radio WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. And by sheer coinkydink, we'll be talking to Melissa Kay from locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids with today's history lesson right after this little short interruption. This is Up North News Radio for Wednesday. Back after this.
This This is 93.5 The Tap.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. K.
Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Don't stand in the pouring rain. Don't sleep in the subway, darling.
That, of course, is Petula Clark, who also sang Downtown, as we had earlier this hour. Petula Clark has a birthday today, 91 years old.
Wow.
Jeez.
One of the more popular female singers from Great Britain in the 1960s, Petula Clark, 91 today. Melissa Kay is here from locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. How are you, Melissa?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. Nice to have you along. Oh, by the way, and thank you for correcting me on that list. I think that locally grown radio does not carry Bucks games, and I'm going to put parenthetically yet, but does not carry them currently. So just so that we don't get too much, listener mail going, how come that game's not on there?
You said they played the basketball.
There's one of them now. Occasionally they just, you could comment on Facebook, but sometimes we randomly open up somebody's microphone on their home computer. We get to hear their feedback. How are the foster cats? Or is it one or multiple?
Just one. He is a one and done. Kevin the cat is doing well.
Okay.
He's settled in. He's okay with sitting on laps now for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Broke him is what you're saying. Like a Bronco, you just throw him out.
Kind of killed
him with kindness.
Yeah, but he's
whatever it is you do with cat. I'm so not a cat person. I don't know. I think the way you get them to be nice around you is just to ignore them. They just eventually go, all right, come here. You'll pay attention to me.
Yep. That's how it works. You got it.
Okay. Another birthday today. Where are you on ABBA? Do you still find yourself humming a tune here and there?
Look at this. We got
two hands up from Greg over here. play the clip there, Greg, as we say happy birthday to Frida from ABBA.
They were close in my Fernando. Every hour, every minute seemed to last eternally.
Look, there are a number of upbeat and peppy ABBA tunes they could have played, but I just had to go with just the schmaltziest, just the interpretative dance version right there.
I like that one.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
I listened to a pop artist give a dissertation on how ABBA is the darkest band to ever come out of music.
ABBA is the darkest band?
If you read the lyrics, the music is very beautiful and bubbly and always, but the lyrics have always an underpinning of darkness.
Oh, you know who else is like that?
Who?
Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Every Phil Collins, it's kind of upbeat, but you listen to the lyrics like, you are not a happy man.
Same with Sting.
Sting, too.
Oh, my gosh. Those are disturbing lyrics. Yep.
And Melissa. A lot of people think Melissa's this upbeat, happy person at WFHR, but she's just, no, I can't even possibly get away with that.
The cat ran away. I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Won't listen to these lies. Beverly D'Angelo is 72 today. She played Ellen Griswold in the Vacation movies. Actress Shailene Woodley is 32. The Continental Congress approved the Articles of Confederation this day in 1777. It only took 16 months of debate for them to pass that.
16 months.
Were there any fights?
Yeah, probably a caning or two. And then on this day 1 year ago, I must have missed this, but on one year ago, the world population reached this level. What did the world population get to a year ago today?
Are you asking us?
I am.
Yeah.
Eight.
It's eight billion. Yeah.
There's 8 billion of us now on the planet.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
I like my elbow room up north here. Kenny Rogers had the number one hit this day in 1980 with a song written by Lionel Richie.
Mm.
Oh, here we go. It's another slow dance.
Lady.
This is how you do every impression. You start with that, like, lady.
Shining armor.
You do that one, or you do,
you painted up your lips in rose. You have made me
what I am.
And I am yours.
Don't try that on a first date.
No, please don't.
My wife would be very upset if I did that.
Microsoft launched the Xbox on this day in 2001. Sony released the PlayStation 4, the PS4 game console, on this day in 2013. I knew Pong. I can't possibly keep track of, you know, what is the latest Xbox or PlayStation or whatever.
I still have a PlayStation 1. I still have a PlayStation.
Do you have a PlayStation?
Yeah. Just the first one, though. I never upgraded.
My in-laws still have, like, the original Nintendo that all they've got is Mario and
Duck. That's okay. That's all you need.
And Duck Hunter, the original one.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Yes.
That's all you need.
We have
a tiny piece of cardboard so you can shove it in with the cartridge so it plays.
Yep, blow on the cartridge. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We have a PS3. My sister-in-law is a massive gamer, so she's like, I got a PS3 and some games you want. I'm like, sure. And they're great at holding paper on desks.
Oh, look at this note from Roger. Writes in, it was Phil Collins who played the drums on Frida's 1983 solo hit, I Know There's Something Going On.
Hey,
I was going to grab that. Roger. I was going to grab that song instead. That would have been great.
And just as an aside, Google Phil Collins drums hip hop, and you will learn how.
Oh yes,
his drum sound became the foundation of some of the biggest hip hop songs ever.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Look at Pat knowing stuff about the hip hop music.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ooh. I'm totally down. Like
you're still hip.
Kids say. Yeah.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Okay, on this day in 2005, American Idol winner Carrie Underwood released her debut album, Some Hearts, featuring the hits Jesus Take the Wheel and this one.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty.
It's like she looked into every tavern all across Wisconsin to see what's going on when she wrote Before He Cheats, or sang it at least. It was the best-selling album of 2005. On this day, a new version of the Mickey Mouse Club premiered. Again, this day in 1993, the cast of the Mickey Mouse Club included Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, Ryan Gosling, J.C. Chazes, and Carrie Russell.
It's Shazay. All right.
Shazay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought that was a Riesling. Also on this day in 2007, the first episode of Daryl Hall's show, Live from Daryl's House, aired on the interwebs with Daryl Hall performing from his home in New York State. And on this day in 2004, Shania Twain's album Come On Over is certified double diamond by the RIAA, recording industry, blah, 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 with over 20 million copies sold, including this hit.
So you're a rocket scientist.
Yeah,
that
I know. Thank you. So, one more quick note about that. It was only the seventh album ever to sell over 20 million copies, and one of only 10 albums to sell 40 million or more. So,
wow.
We had all kinds of musical trivia in here. I hardly let Melissa get a word in edgewise. So, got to make that note for next week. Thanks for playing along, Melissa.
Yeah, it was fun. Good to see you guys.
Always appreciate it. Catch you on locally grown radio, WFHR, in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Let's take a break for news, and then we'll talk more about education in a new weekly segment after this. You're up north.
Okay. So you're Brad.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.